Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Makas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned in Sechas Esr Bas Rachel, Shishib Zechir Fan, Receive a Kahagun, Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us an important din, Eino Edim Zayman Eragin, Anche Garma Adin. Edim Zayman are not going to be killed until there's Gemar Din. Let's explain this, and then we'll read the details in the Mishnah. As we already know, that Edim Zayman, if they try to get Reuven killed, they're going to get killed themselves. But that's only by a very specific instance. Let's say the first group of Edim testified that Reuven killed Shimon, so he should be killed. And then before anything else happened, another group of Edim came and were mazim the first group, so we're not going to kill the first group because there was no Gemar Din. And the same thing applies in the opposite extreme. Let's say they gave edus that Reuven killed Shimon and there was Gemar Din. Bezdin decided that yes, Reuven should be killed, and they brought him out and they killed him. And then Edim came running into Bezdin, being mazim the first group. It's too late already. Reuven was killed by Bezdin, so there's no din of Edim Zayman. The only way we kill Edim Zayman is what the Mishnah just said, is after Gemar Din. So they have to give their edus that Reuven killed Shimon. Bezdin has a whole discussion about it and says, okay, Reuven's chayv miso. There's an official psak din that he's chayv to be killed. Only then, if they become Edim Zayman, are we able to kill them. And why is this? Sharit Stukin Amrim, because the Stukim say, Ad Shei Harig. We're only going to kill Edim Zayman if Reuven got killed already. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, a soul for a soul. However, Amalam Chacham, the Chacham told the Stukim, Varek Var Nevar, already says in the pasuk, Vasisim Lekashir Zom Lasses Lachiv, he shall do to him like he planned to do to his brother, Ariachiv Kayam, and his brother's still alive. That means we can't kill Edim Zayman if the accused was already killed by Bezdin. Vim Kain, if so, Lomanemar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, so why is the pasuk say a soul for a soul? That's just to tell us that Yachol, you might think Mishasha Kibloi Dusan Yaregu, that we could kill Edim Zayman even from the moment that their edus was accepted, even before Bezdin decided that Reuven should be killed. Tamalayim, because of that, it says in the pasuk Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Ha'in Neragin Ad Sheigamar Din, that teaches that we can only kill Edim Zayman if there was Gemar Din on Reuven. Bezdin already paskened he should be killed. Then they became Edim Zayman, so then we could kill them. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the pasuk tells us Al Pishnaim Edim Oshlosha Edim Yumas Hames, based off the test testimony of two or three Edim, we're going to kill somebody if he deserves it. Now the question is, if Edus could be Mekoyim with two, we're able to have two Edim and that's enough, why does the pasuk say, or three Edim? If two works, of course three work. And the answer is, to compare three to two. Just like if three Edim come along, they can be mazim two Edim. Two Edim could also be mazim three Edim. And how do we know that two Edim could actually be mazim even 100 Edim? Tamalaymar, Edim. That's because the pasuk says Edim, meaning two Edim is sufficient to be mazim however many people. We could have 100 people walking into Bezdin saying, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. If two Edim walk in and say, all of you guys were with us, then all those people are Edim Zayman. Reb Shimon adds on another Joshua, Mashnaim Edim Nerugin Ad Shu Shneim Zayman. Just like two Edim, they're not going to be killed for being Zayman until both of them become Zayman. We can't just be mazim one of the Edim, both have to become Edim Zayman. Av Shlesha, so too, if there's three Edim in Nerugin Ad Shu Shlashdan Zayman, they're not going to be killed until all three of them are made into Edim Zayman. It can't be that two Edim come to Bezdin and say, you two, Beryl and Shmerel, you were with us, Imano Yisem Mak and Pliny. But the third Ed, Getzel, we don't know about him. It has to be that all three Edim, Beryl, Shmerel, and Getzel, have to become Zayman in order for them to be killed. And we not feel male, how do we know that all 100 have to be Zayman? Tamalama, because the pasuk says, Edim, and that means all of them have to be. Rabbi Kiva Amir, he argues and says, Loi Bashlishi El Hachmer Allah Velasus Dina Kyotze Be'elu, the third Ed, meaning when the pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Oi Shlosha Edim, so it mentions three Edim, that third Ed is only coming along to be machmir on that third guy and make his din like the other two. You might say that, look, when we have three Edim that testified falsely and they're proven to be Zayman, that we really should only kill the first two Edim, because really, we don't need that third guy. He's just a tag along. He's the third wheel. He's the Me Too guy. And it's really only the Edim of the first two that we needed. So we really shouldn't kill that third guy. That's what Rabbi Kiva is telling us, that no, even though technically we don't need that third guy, nonetheless, he was part of the Edus, even though he was just an add-on. He was a Me Too fellow. Still, he's going to be killed. And Rabbi Kiva concludes with some nice words. If so, if we see that the pasuk punishes a person who's just an add-on to an avera, as if he's the main guy that did the avera, as we had said, this third guy was just the guy hopping in the back saying, me too, me too. He still gets punished like the two main guys. For sure, all the more so, Hashem is going to give schar to a person who's an add-on to a mitzvah as if he's the main guy. You have two main guys that did a mitzvah, and one guy was tagging along with them, being the third wheel, he's going to get schar as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.